From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump further extended his campaign narrative that the election process is rigged against him by refusing at Wednesday's final debate to say that he will accept the results of the November 8th vote. Debate moderator Chris Wallace, the anchor of Fox News Sunday, put the question to Trump on accepting the results.
Do you make the same commitment that you will absolutely, sir, that you will absolutely accept the result of this election?
I will look at it at the time. I'm not looking at anything now. I'll look at it at the time.
Let me respond to that because that's horrifying.
Current lawmakers, including some Republicans, strongly criticized Trump's comments. You can see all of the debate coverage on our website at voanews.com. At least 8 workers were killed Thursday in a huge explosion set off by a blaze at a fireworks factory in the southern Indian state of Tamil Nadu, according to police. At least 15 other people were wounded in that blast. South Korea's foreign ministry said Thursday that the government strongly condemned North Korea's latest missile launch. The North Korean foreign minister spokesman said it's a violation of UN Security Council resolution, regardless of its success or failure. The North test-fired a missile that immediately failed after launch early Thursday, according to the U.S. and South Korean militaries. Kurdish and Peshmerga forces edged toward Mosul from a nearby village of Narawan Thursday. Fighters say that their militants there are putting up a weak resistance. He says, "We didn't face resistance. They're retreating to Mosul and Syria." This is VOA News. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte declared his separation from longstanding ally, the United States, in Beijing, China, on Thursday.
America has lost me, and will I realign myself in your ideological flow, and maybe I will also go to Russia to talk to Putin and tell him that there are 3 of us against the world.
Duterte's comments come after he met with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping at the Great Hall of the People on Tiananmen Square. Russia's humanitarian pause Thursday took effect in the Syrian city of Aleppo Thursday, allowing the sick and wounded to leave along with rebel fighters. President Vladimir Putin said Moscow is ready to extend the pause as far as possible. They announced on Tuesday that Russian and Syrian warplanes would halt their bombardment. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Wednesday that he doubts there will be an attempt at a third U.S.-Russian ceasefire. He warned that even if Syria and Russia prevail in Aleppo, it won't change the fundamental dynamic of the conflict.
If you don't have a political settlement, you can't have peace. And so Russia needs to understand this is not making things better, it's making things worse.
Russia has extended the length of Thursday's humanitarian pause from 8 to 11 hours. One of the most powerful typhoons to ever hit the Philippines killed at least 8 people Thursday as ferocious gales and landslides destroyed tens of thousands of homes. Super Typhoon Hama struck late on Wednesday night. Thousands of British men convicted under the homosexuality before its decriminalization are to be pardoned under the Turing Law. That law is named after the World War II hero Alan Turing, according to the government Thursday. A British journalist arrested in Mogadishu while on a reporting assignment has been released by Somalian security forces, according to his employer Al Jazeera on their website Thursday. Hamza Mohammed was arrested on Tuesday along with a driver, fixer, and cameraman. He had been in the country for a week. Tajikistan began joint anti-terror drills with China Thursday close to the border with Afghanistan and comes as Beijing's drive to boost security in the region. Pakistan has banned all Indian content on television and radio, according to media regulators Thursday. It's the latest after recent scuffles in the disputed Kashmir region spilled into the world of Bollywood and celebrity. More details at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.